This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Brenda 35ED. Active ingredient, S, cyproterone acetate and ethinyl estradiol. This leaflet provides important information about using Brenda 35ED. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Brenda 35ED. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Brenda 35ED? Brenda 35ED contains the active ingredients cyproterone acetate and ethinyl estradiol. Brenda 35ED contains a progestogen and an estrogen hormone, and therefore works similarly to the combined oral contraceptive birth control pill, also known as the pill. It should not be used in combination with another hormonal contraceptive. Brenda 35ED is used for the treatment of signs of physical male characteristics caused by the male sex hormone, androgen, produced by the male sex hormone, androgen, produced in women in small amounts, androgenization, such as severe acne when other treatments have not been successful, for excessive growth of facial or body hair, known as hirsutism of a mild to moderate degree, where no underlying cause has been found. Brenda 35ED can also be used as a contraceptive to prevent pregnancy in women who are taking it for the treatment of signs of physical male characteristics as described above. While taking Brenda 35ED, you may also experience the following benefits: more regular and lighter periods, potentially resulting in a decreased risk in anemia, iron deficiency, a decrease in period pain, reduction of greasiness in skin and hair. Some conditions such as pelvic inflammatory disease, ovarian cysts, ectopic pregnancy, where the fetus is carried outside of your womb, lumpy breasts and cancer of the uterus, womb, and ovaries may be less common in women taking Brenda 35ED. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Brenda 35ED has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Brenda 35ED for another reason. What should I know before I use Brenda 35ED? Warnings. Do not use Brenda 35ED if you are allergic to cyproterone, ethinyl estradiol, the active ingredients in Brenda 35ED, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are taking antiviral medicines which contain glecaprevir, pibrentaspir, sofosbuvir, velpatasvir, vaxilaprevir, ombitasvir, paritaprevir, or dasibuvir, and combinations of these. These antiviral medicines are used to treat chronic long-term hepatitis C, an infectious disease that affects the liver, caused by the hepatitis C virus. You have or have had a blood clot in the blood vessels of the legs, deep vein thrombosis DVT, the lungs, pulmonary embolism PEM, the heart attack, the brain, stroke, other parts of the body. You are concerned about or have an increased risk of blood clots. Blood clots are rare. Very occasionally blood clots may cause serious permanent disabilities and may even be fatal. All combined oral contraceptive pills, including Brenda 35ED, increase the risk of having a blood clot. However, the risk of having a blood clot when taking the pill is less than the risk of having a blood clot during pregnancy. You are concerned about an increased risk of blood clots because of age or smoking. The risk of having a heart attack or stroke increases as you get older. It also increases if you smoke. You should stop smoking when taking the pill, especially if you are older than 35 years of age. You have or have had blood clots in your legs. Any blood clotting disorders such as protein C deficiency, protein S deficiency, ligand factor V mutation, antithrombin 3 deficiency, or other inherited blood clotting conditions. A confirmed blood test showing increased levels of homocysteine, antiphospholipid antibodies, APLAs, e.g. anticardiolipin antibodies and lupus anticoagulant. These may increase your risk for blood clots, or pregnancy losses, miscarriage, major surgery after which you have not been able to move around for a period of time, angina, chest pain, mini stroke, also known as TIA, or transient ischemic attack, migraine, where you have also had problems with seeing, speaking, or had weakness or numbness in any part of your body, high risk of blood clots due to conditions such as diabetes with blood vessel damage, severe high blood pressure, or severe high or low level of fats in your blood. Pancreatitis, an inflammation of the pancreas, associated with high triglyceride, blood fats levels in the blood. Severe liver disease, annual liver function has not returned to normal. A benign or malignant liver tumor. Cancer that may grow under the influence of sex hormones, e.g. cancer of the breast or genital organs. Meningioma, or history of meningioma, a generally benign tumor of the tissue layer between the brain and the skull. Unexplained vaginal bleeding. If any of these conditions appear for the first time while using the Brenda 35ED, stop taking it at once and tell your doctor. In the meantime, use non-hormonal barrier methods of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm. You are using another hormonal contraceptive. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant or think you might be pregnant. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. Brenda 35ED is not for use in men. Do not give this medicine to a child. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines or any foods, preservatives, or dyes. You smoke. You or anyone in your immediate family has had blood clots in the legs, DVT, or lungs, PE, a heart attack, a stroke, breast cancer, or high cholesterol. You have or have had any other medical conditions, especially the following: diabetes, high blood pressure, heart valve disorders or certain heart rhythm disorders, migraine, cancer, polycystic ovary syndrome, a hormonal condition which can cause menstrual irregularity and excess hair growth, hyperhomocysteinemia, a condition characterized by high levels of the amino acid homocysteine in the blood, severe high or low levels of fats in the blood. You take any medicines for any other condition, ask your doctor to check if you are overweight, have any hereditary or acquired conditions that may make it more likely for you to get blood clots, have high cholesterol or triglycerides, have liver disease, have jaundice, yellowing of the skin and or pruritus, itching of the skin related to cholestasis, condition in which the flow of bile from the liver stops or slows, have gallbladder disease, have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, chronic inflammatory bowel disease, have systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, an autoimmune disease affecting different parts of the body, have hemolytic uremic syndrome, HUSER, a disorder of blood coagulation causing failure of the kidneys, have sickle cell disease, have a condition that occurred for the first time or worsened during pregnancy or previous use of sex hormones, e.g. hearing loss, a metabolic disease called porphyria, a skin disease called herpes gestationis, a neurological disease called Sydenham's chorea, have chloasma, yellowish-brown pigmentation patches on the skin, particularly of the face, and if so, avoid exposure to the sun or ultraviolet radiation. Have hereditary angioedema, and you should see your doctor immediately if you experience symptoms of angioedema, such as swollen face, tongue and or pharynx and or difficulty swallowing, or hives together with difficulty in breathing. If any of the above conditions appear for the first time, or recur, or worsen while taking Brenda 35ED, you should contact your doctor. Brenda 35ED contains lactose. If you have been told by your doctor that you have intolerance to some sugars, contact your doctor before you start taking Brenda 35ED. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking Brenda 35ED. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Brenda 35ED if you are pregnant or think you might be pregnant. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. If you do not wish to fall pregnant, you should use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms or a diaphragm, when you stop taking Brenda 35ED. If you are considering becoming pregnant, it is recommended that you begin taking a vitamin supplement containing folic acid. It is best that you start taking folic acid tablets before you stop taking Brenda-35-ED, and not stop until your doctor advises this. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about suitable supplements. It is both safe and recommended that you take folic acid during pregnancy. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interact with Brenda-35-ED. These include medicines used to treat. Examples of drugs: tuberculosis, rifampicin, rifabutin, epilepsy, phenytoin, primidone, barbiturates, e.g. phenobarbitone, carbamazepine, oxcarbazepine, topiramate, felbamate, lamotrigine, HIV, ritonavir, ornavirapine, hepatitis C virus, HCV, bosepravir, tilaprevir, glecaprevir, pibrantasvir, ombitasvir, paritaprevir, dasibuvir, bacterial infections, antibiotics, clarithromycin, erythromycin, fungal infections, ketoconazole and griseafilvin, immunosuppressant, cyclosporin, high blood pressure, chest pain and or irregular heartbeats, diltiazem, verapamil, anti-inflammatory medicine to treat pain, etoricoxib, medicines used to relax the body, tizanidine, melatonin, or midazolam, medicine that helps with breathing, theophylline. Other supplements that may interact with Brenda-35-ED include herbal medicines containing St. John's wort, grapefruit juice. These medicines may be affected by Brenda-35-ED or may affect how well it works. Your doctor may need to alter the dose of your medicine or prescribe a different medicine. Some medicines can have an influence on the blood levels of Brenda-35-ED, can make it less effective in preventing pregnancy, or can cause unexpected bleeding. You may need to use additional barrier methods of contraception, such as a condom or diaphragm, while you are taking any of these medicines with Brenda-35-ED for some time after stopping them. Your doctor or pharmacist will be able to advise you about how long you will need to use additional contraceptive methods. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Brenda-35-ED. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Brenda-35-ED. How do I use Brenda-35-ED? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist how much to take. Take one tablet once a day, at about the same time each day. You must take Brenda-35-ED every day regardless of how often you have sex. This will also help you remember when to take it. Follow the instructions provided and use Brenda-35-ED until your doctor tells you to stop. Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. It does not matter if you take it before or after food. The Brenda-35-ED pack contains 28 tablets. On the blister pack, each tablet is marked with the day of the week on which it is to be taken. Take your first tablet from the red section, marked with the appropriate day of the week. Follow the direction of the arrows on the pack until all 28 tablets have been taken. A period should begin 2 to 3 days after starting to take the white inactive tablets. Last row and may not have finished before the next pack is started. Always start a new blister pack on the same day of the week as your previous pack. Taking Brenda-35-ED for the first time. If you are starting Brenda-35-ED after a natural cycle, and you have not used a hormonal contraceptive in the past month, start on the first day of your period, i.e., on the first day of your menstrual bleeding. You must also use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms, or a cap, or diaphragm plus spermicide for the first 14 days of tablet taking when having intercourse. Your doctor will advise you when to start if you are taking Brenda-35-ED after having a baby, have had a miscarriage, or an abortion, changing from another contraceptive. 1. Switching from another combined oral contraceptive. Start Brenda-35-ED on the day after the last active tablet from the previous pill pack. Bleeding may not occur until the end of the first pack of Brenda-35-ED. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure which the active/inactive tablets were in your previous pill pack. Your previous pill pack may have different color tablets to those of Brenda 35ED. 2. Changing from a vaginal ring. Start taking Brenda 35ED on the day of removal of the last vaginal ring. 3. Changing from a progestogen-only pill minipill. Stop taking the minipill on any day, and start taking Brenda 35ED at the same time the day after you took your last minipill. You must also use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms, or a cap, or diaphragm plus spermicide for the first 14 days of tablet taking when having intercourse. 4. Changing from a progestogen-only injection, implant, intrauterine system, IUS. Start taking Brenda 35ED when your next injection is due, or on the day that your implant, or IUS is removed. You must also use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms, or a cap, or diaphragm plus spermicide for the first 14 days of tablet taking when having intercourse. How long to take Brenda 35ED? Keep taking Brenda 35ED for as long as your doctor tells you to. You may need to take Brenda 35ED for about 6 months before you notice an improvement in your condition. The length of treatment depends on the severity of the condition and how well it responds to treatment. You may be advised by your doctor to stop Brenda 35ED 3 to 4 months after your symptoms have completely resolved. You should have regular checkups with your doctor to determine how long to keep taking Brenda 35ED. Stopping Brenda 35ED. You can stop taking Brenda 35ED at any time. It is possible that original condition may recur once Brenda 35ED is stopped. Do not start taking Brenda 35ED again without seeing your doctor first. If you do not wish to fall pregnant, you should use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms, or a diaphragm, when you stop taking Brenda 35ED. If you are considering becoming pregnant, it is recommended that you begin taking a vitamin supplement containing folic acid. It is best that you start taking folic acid tablets before you stop taking Brenda 35ED, and not stop until your doctor advises this. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about suitable supplements. It is both safe and recommended that you take folic acid during pregnancy. If you forget to use Brenda 35ED, Brenda 35ED should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time and take the missing tablet within 12 hours of missing it, you should still be protected against pregnancy. If you are more than 12 hours late, follow these detailed instructions. For Brenda 35ED to be most effective, beige active tablets need to be taken uninterrupted for 7 days. If you have been taking the beige active tablets for 7 uninterrupted days and miss a beige active tablet, take the missed tablet as soon as you remember, then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally, even if it means taking 2 tablets in 1 day at the same time. You will not need to use additional barrier contraceptive precautions. The chance of pregnancy after missing a beige active tablet depends on when you missed the tablet. There is a higher risk of becoming pregnant if you miss a beige tablet at the beginning or end of a pack. If after taking your missed tablet you have less than 7 days of beige active tablets left in a row, you should finish the active tablets in your pack, but skip the white inactive tablets, and start a new pack with the beige active tablets corresponding to the correct day of the week. This is the best way to maintain contraceptive protection. However, you may not have a period until the end of the beige active tablets of the second pack. You may have spotting or breakthrough bleeding on tablet taking days. If you have been taking the beige active tablets for less than 7 days and miss a beige active tablet, take the missed tablet as soon as you remember, then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally, even if this means taking 2 tablets in 1 day at the same time. In addition, you must also use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms, or a diaphragm for the next 7 days. If you have had sexual intercourse in the preceding 7 days, there is a possibility of pregnancy and you may need emergency contraception. You should discuss this with your doctor or pharmacist. If you forget to take more than one beige active tablet, seek advice from your doctor or pharmacist about what to do. If you have had sexual intercourse in the week before missing your tablets, there is a possibility of becoming pregnant. You should discuss this with your doctor or pharmacist. If you forget to take a white inactive tablet, you do not need to take them later because they do not contain any active ingredients. However, it is important that you discard the missed white tablet or tablets to make sure that the number of days between taking active tablets is not increased, as this would increase the risk of pregnancy. Continue with the next tablet at the usual time. Please see the diagram at the end of this leaflet entitled Summary of Advice. If you missed an active tablet more than 12 hours ago, ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. If you use too much Brenda-35ED, if you think that you have used too much Brenda-35ED, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need medical attention. If you take several beige active tablets at once, you may feel sick or vomit or may bleed from the vagina. Even girls who have not yet started to menstruate but have accidentally taken this medicine may experience such bleeding. What should I know while using Brenda-35ED? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Have regular checkups with your doctor. When you are taking the Brenda-35ED, your doctor will tell you to return for regular checkups, including getting a cervical screening test. Your doctor will advise how often you need a cervical screening test. A cervical screening test can detect abnormal cells lining the cervix. Sometimes abnormal cells can progress to cancer. If you are about to start on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Brenda-35ED. Stop taking Brenda-35ED, call your doctor immediately, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice the following signs: one-sided swelling of the leg and or foot, or a longer vein in the leg, pain or tenderness in the leg, which may be felt only when standing or walking, increased warmth in the affected leg, red or discolored skin on the leg, sudden onset of unexplained shortness of breath or rapid breathing, sudden coughing or coughing up of blood, sharp chest pain or sudden severe pain in the chest which may increase with deep breathing, severe lightheadedness or dizziness, rapid or irregular heartbeat, sudden pain, swelling and slight blue discoloration of an extremity, sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body, sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, sudden confusion, slurred speech or aphasia, sudden partial or complete loss of vision, double vision, painless blurring of vision which can progress to loss of vision, sudden, severe or prolonged headache with no known cause, loss of consciousness or fainting with or without seizure, pain, discomfort, pressure, heaviness, sensation of squeezing or fullness in the chest arm or below the breastbone, discomfort radiating to the back, jaw, throat, arm, stomach, feeling of being full, having indigestion or choking, sweating, nausea, vomiting, extreme weakness and anxiety. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist beforehand that you are taking Brenda-35ED. The risk of having blood clots is temporarily increased as a result of major surgery, any surgery to the legs or pelvis, neurosurgery, or major trauma. In women who take Brenda-35ED, the risk may be higher. In women at risk of prolonged immobilization, including major surgery, any surgery to the legs or pelvis, neurosurgery, or major trauma, your doctor may tell you to stop taking, in the case of elective surgery, at least 4 weeks in advance, and not resume until 2 weeks after complete remobilization. Another method of contraception should be used to avoid unintentional pregnancy. Your doctor may prescribe other treatment, e.g. treatment for blood clots, if Brenda-35ED has not been discontinued in advance. Other risk factors for blood clotting include temporary immobilization, including their travel of greater than 4 hours, particularly in women with other risk factors. Consult your doctor if you plan to air travel for greater than 4 hours. Consult your doctor if you develop high blood pressure while taking Brenda-35ED and or you may be told to stop taking it. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you vomit within 3 to 4 hours or have severe diarrhea after taking a beige active tablet, the active ingredients may not have been completely absorbed. This is like missing a tablet. Follow the advice for missed tablets. If you have unexpected bleeding and it continues, becomes heavy, or occurs again, tell your doctor. When taking these tablets for the first few months, you can have irregular vaginal bleeding, spotting, or breakthrough bleeding between your periods. You may need to use sanitary products, but continue to take your tablets as normal. Irregular vaginal bleeding usually stops once your body has adjusted to the Brenda 35 ED, usually after about 3 months. If you have missed a period, but you have taken all your tablets, it is very unlikely that you are pregnant, as long as you have taken the beige active tablets at the right time. You have not vomited or had severe diarrhea during this cycle. You have not been taking other medicines that interfere with Brenda 35 ED. If this is so, continue to take Brenda 35 ED as usual. If you have any concerns, consult your doctor or pharmacist. If you miss your period twice in a row, you may be pregnant, even if you have taken Brenda 35 ED correctly. Stop taking Brenda 35 ED and seek advice from your doctor. You must use a non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm, until your doctor rules out pregnancy. Brenda 35 ED will not protect you from HIV/AIDS or any other sexually transmitted infections, STIs, such as chlamydia, genital herpes, genital warts, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, human papillomavirus, and syphilis. To protect yourself from STIs, you will need to use additional barrier contraceptives, e.g. condoms. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Brenda 35 ED. Things you should not do. Do not use Brenda 35 ED to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Brenda 35 ED to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. You may become pregnant if you are not using any other contraceptive and you stop taking Brenda 35 ED, or do not take a tablet every day. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they will not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep Brenda 35 ED where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Brenda 35 ED, or your tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that are left over. Return any unused medicine to your pharmacist. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Brenda 35 ED. This medicine helps most women, but it may have unwanted side effects in some women. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. The following list includes the more common side effects of Brenda 35 ED. These are usually mild and lessen with time. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Nausea. Stomach pain or discomfort. Changes in weight. Headache, including migraines. Mood changes, including depression. Breast tenderness or pain. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. The following list includes very serious but rare side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Serious side effects. What to do? Pain in the chest, arm, or below the breastbone. Pain or discomfort that goes to your back. Breathlessness and/or difficulty breathing. Swelling, pain, or tenderness of one leg or a longer vein in the leg. Sudden weakness, numbness, or bad pins and needles of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance, or coordination. Severe, sudden stomach pains. A fainting attack, or you collapse. Unusual headaches, or migraines that are worse than usual. Sudden problems with speaking, seeing, or understanding what people are saying to you. The side effects listed above are possible signs of a blood clot, thrombosis, jaundice, yellowing of the skin or eyes. You cough up blood. Breast lumps. Unexplained vaginal bleeding. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Blood clots and Brenda 35 ED. Blood clots may block blood vessels in your body. This type of blood clot is also called thrombosis. Blood clots sometimes occur in the deep veins of the legs. If a blood clot breaks away from the veins where it has formed, it may reach and block the blood vessels of the lungs, causing pulmonary embolism. Blood clots can also occur in the blood vessels of the heart, causing a heart attack, or the brain, causing a stroke. Blood clots are a rare occurrence and can develop whether or not you are taking Brenda 35 ED. They can also happen during pregnancy. The risk of having blood clots is higher in Brenda 35 ED users than in non-users, but not as high as during pregnancy. The risk of a blood clot is highest during the first year of taking Brenda 35 ED for the first time, or after having a break from Brenda 35 ED for 4 weeks or more. If you notice possible signs of a blood clot, stop taking Brenda 35 ED and consult your doctor immediately. To prevent pregnancy, you must also use additional barrier contraceptive precautions, e.g. condoms or a diaphragm. If you are concerned about an increased risk of blood clots while on Brenda 35 ED, speak to your doctor. Cancer and Brenda 35 ED. Brenda 35 ED contains a progestogen and an estrogen hormone, and therefore works similarly to the combined oral contraceptive birth control pill, the pill. Breast cancer has been diagnosed slightly more often in women who take the pill than in women of the same age who do not take the pill. This slight increase in the numbers of breast cancer diagnoses gradually disappears during the course of the 10 years after women stop taking the pill. It is not known whether the difference is caused by the pill. It may be that these women were examined more often, so that the breast cancer was noticed earlier. It is important that you check your breasts regularly and contact your doctor if you feel any lumps. In rare cases, benign liver tumors and, even more rarely, malignant liver tumors have been reported in users of the pill. These tumors may lead to internal bleeding. Contact your doctor immediately if you have severe pain in your abdomen. Cervical cancer has been reported to occur more often in women who have been taking the pill for a long time. This finding may not be caused by the pill, but may be related to sexual behavior and other factors. For high doses, 25 mg and above of cyproterone acetate, an increased risk of a benign brain tumor, meningioma, has been reported. If you are diagnosed with meningioma, your doctor will stop all cyproterone-containing products, including Brenda 35 ED, as a precautionary measure. C-section. Do not take Brenda 35 ED. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Brenda 35 ED contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Cyproterone acetate 2 mg. Ethinylestradiol 35 microgram. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Each beige active tablet contains lactose monohydrate, maize starch, povidone, magnesium stearate, sucrose, macrogol 6000, calcium carbonate, purified talc, glycerol, titanium dioxide, E171, iron oxide yellow Ci7-7-4-9-2, E172, glycol montanate, purified water. Each white inactive tablet contains lactose monohydrate, maize starch, povidone, magnesium stearate, sucrose, macrogol 6000, calcium carbonate, glycol montanate, titanium dioxide, purified talc. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Brenda 35 ED looks like. Brenda 35 ED is available as a calendar pack and contains two different tablets. 21 small beige round active tablets. 7 white round non-active tablets. On the pack, each tablet is marked with the day of the week on which it is to be taken. Brenda 35 ED is Zostar 55128. Who distributes Brenda 35 ED? Alpha Farm Pty Limited Trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2023. Brenda 35 ED is a Viatris company trademark. Brenda 35 ED_CMI/JUN23/00. Summary of advice: if you missed an active tablet more than 12 hours ago, before missing your tablet, did you take beige active tablets for the previous 7 days? Number: did you have sex in the 7 days before missing the tablet? No. Take the tablet missed and use extra barrier precaution for 7 days. If there are fewer than 7 beige active tablets left in the pack, finish the beige active tablets and go straight to the beige active tablets of the next pack. This means you skip the white inactive tablets. Yes. See your doctor or pharmacist for advice. Yes. Does your pack still have 7 active beige tablets in a row to follow? No. Take the tablet you missed and complete taking the beige active tablets. Skip the white inactive tablets. Start your next pack with beige active tablets. Yes. Take the tablet you missed and complete the pack as normal.